Call to order council meeting for December 9th. If everybody would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us now and in the future as well.
Hey, can we have a roll call?
Mr. Mayor?
Here.
Mr. Brink? Vice President Brown?
Here.
Mr. Chapman?
Here.
Mr. Clark?
He's absent because of the weather.
President Rose?
Here.
Mr. Salters?
Here.
Mr. Sebring?
Here.
Okay, we have a motion to adopt tonight's agenda.
Make a motion to add ordinance 34-2013 to the agenda for discussion.
A motion to add ordinance 34-2013. Do we have a second? We have a second? Lack of a second? Still need a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark? I'm sorry. Is Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters? Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, need a motion to approve the minutes from the November 25th meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brown to approve the November 25th minutes.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, any petitions, memorials, or remonstrances?
Mayor, if I could, I'd like to remind everyone of the Clark Middle School musical, The Christmas Carol, A Christmas Carol, coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is a wonderful production. The Clark Middle School Drama Department puts on a great show every single year. We have people from all over coming into Vincennes to watch this. If you do not have your tickets, I suggest you get them because they are going fast. Call the box office and they will be more than glad to hook you up. I believe it's $9 for preferred seating and $5 general ticket sales. 7 o'clock Friday, Saturday, and 3 o'clock, I think, on Sunday. 2 o'clock, maybe.
Okay. Anyone else? Now we'll move on to committee reports. Public safety, Councilman Chapman.
No report.
Does anybody have a report for Councilman Clark? Budget and finance, Councilman Brown.
No report.
Planning, zoning, community development, Councilman Brink.
No report.
Tourism promotion of the city, Councilwoman Rose.
Mr. Chapman, do you want to talk about the watermelon drop?
Well, I want to talk about it. Well, everybody knows about it.
Are you on the committee?
What more could you say? Worldwide. It's going to happen right here in Vincennes. Of course, Gallagher's coming, 5 o'clock show out at the Ader Auditorium. If you want to get splatted by watermelon, you buy the expensive tickets up front. If you want to just watch the show, you get the cheap tickets in the back. Anyway, and of course, we're going to drop the watermelon with CNN broadcasting worldwide. I think they had like 17 million viewers or something last year. Anyway. So if you want to be on television worldwide and say hi to your relatives, New Year's Eve, come on down and watch the watermelon drop.
Anything else? Legislative review, Councilman Sebring.
First off, I want to apologize for my absence at the last meeting. I had pneumonia. I've looked over the supplement for this year and the corresponding ordinances for the ordinance book. I realize this is a moot point because this is already passed, but I find everything to be in agreement, so we're good to go.
Okay. Next is City Services, Councilman Salters.
No report, Mayor.
Report of any city officers. I just want to, at this time, commend the street department for the hard work they've put in over the last several days with our streets. Also, the cemetery, because they are the ones that clean the city's parking lots. Keep the fire department drives cleared, so maybe the police department. So I want to commend all them for their hard work the last few days. Old business. Ordinance 32-2013, additional appropriation from Edit to pay SME Brownfield Grant $17,162.95. First reading was passed on November 25th.
Make a motion to have second reading on Ordinance 32-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman, to have second reading of Ordinance 32-2013.
Ordinance 32-2013, additional appropriation ordinance containing Section 1, 2, and 3, in the amount of $17,162.95.
Discussion?
Mr. Culp, let the record show that we did have a public hearing today at 5:45, and there was no one here to speak for or against this ordinance.
Where are we at on the SME Brownfield grant? I mean, I'm seeing bills for it every month. I mean, just kind of how much longer?
I think it was a $300,000 grant until it's exhausted, so.
Most of the money has been coming out. It's separated into two sections. There's a hazardous substance that was $200,000, and then a petroleum that's $100,000. Probably 90% of what we've paid comes out of that hazardous substance. And I can try to update my spreadsheet after we get this paid and maybe give you guys a report at the next meeting or maybe the first one in January, depending on the agenda. So. But
I'm just curious.
The projects I think that this covers, which I think we discussed it at the first reading and you weren't here. I think this one was the Clark's Crossing, the old high school or middle school. I forget which one this was for. And then the old Universal Scientific property, which is out behind old Willow Manor. Both of those are in the process of being developed. The Universal Scientific, there's a buyer that everything is finalized now, and hopefully if the sale continues then to go through, now that we've done this assessment, they will be buying that property and placing their business on it and probably expanding a business. So hopefully that'll do well for us.
Cheryl, this grant is only to inspect the ground. It doesn't cover anything to fix if there's any issues. Is that right?
No, it's all
okay,
just
want to verify
yes,
that. Yeah.
It's inspection or
right.
Hazardous substance testing.
Great, thank you.
And we pay the money out when we get it back.
Right. We get back 100% on this one. So.
And we promise we won't spend over $300,000.
Any other questions?
Actually, one last question. I'm sorry, it just kind of popped in my head here. Once we do go through this $300,000, is this a grant that we can reapply for? Is this a continuous kind of a thing?
That's the way we understood it. This had been secured under the previous administration, like really October, I think, of 2011. So they didn't really roll into it.
It's a great grant. And that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, to my understanding, from the paperwork I've seen, unless they've changed the process since the beginning of 2012, I think it is something that we can reapply for once that's exhausted and continue.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, it's a great grant, and it's something that we want to try to continue. I mean, we have a lot of
brown. And believe it or not, we've had a hard time using the petroleum aspect of it because, you know, there's not as many sites in town that have the fall under the petroleum category that are for sale and need the inspection and try to clear that. So keep that in mind that is out there.
Correct.
So.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question again.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Second reading of Ordinance 32-2013 passes by a vote of 6-0.
Make a motion to have third reading on Ordinance 32-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman, to have third and final reading of Ordinance 32-2013.
Ordinance 32-2013, additional appropriation ordinance, sections 1, 2, and 3, in the amount of $17,162.95.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. C?
Yes.
Okay. Ordinance 32-2013 passes third reading by a vote of 6-0. Moving on to new business, Ordinance 33-2013, amending Chapter 75 parking schedules.
Make a motion to have first reading on Ordinance 33-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman, to have first reading of Ordinance 33-2013.
Ordinance 33-2013, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending Chapter 75 parking schedules, Section 1.
Discussion?
The signs are already put up for this, Mayor.
Yeah, they've been, basically what this has done is changed 3rd Street from St. Clair to College, from one-way to two-way all through VU, their property there, and it's been 4 months. 3 months since this happened?
Yeah, it's
just since school started.
I'm just trying to get you up here, John.
Board of Works passed it, I think the 90 days ago, but it took a while to get the signs ordered and put in place and the curbs painted, and they worked with me to make sure we got everything right. So I think it's been in full effect for a month and a half, maybe a month. I've had good feedback from my office on it.
Good. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
No.
Okay, first reading of Ordinance 33-2013 passes by a vote of 5-1. Next is claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in amount of $242,943.02.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring, to pay the claims in the amount of $242,943.02.
If there's no discussion, call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry. I walked on your recap of motion and second. I apologize, sir. Okay. I was just anxious to get out of here at a record-breaking pace. So.
Claims are paid by a vote of 6-0.
Yay.
The only other thing I have for you guys is your next meeting.
23rd.
At noon. That's normally what we do in December.
Your way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. So yep. Noon's good. I'm scrolling through the date now.
They need to take a vote on that. Do they need to vote on this?
That's a consensus, and as long as the media knows, they can follow up on that.
Okay, I think everybody.
I'm now up to date on it. High noon.
The next meeting will be at noon on the 23rd.
The eve of Christmas Eve.
Now we just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.